welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a breezy, mostly sunny Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday and making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your weekend. We've got a lot of great music ahead in the program for you today, as usual, and hope you'll stick with us. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or you can reach me anytime at Terrasonic Radio on Facebook and Twitter. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered community radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Sonic on Listener Powered, KTNU, Community Radio. Joel Davison with you this and most every Saturday, noon to 1. And we began the show today with new music from the Moskovic Dance Band, the title track to their forthcoming EP on the Soundway Records label is called Down in the Basement. They just released the single yesterday, Soundway did. And the full four-tracker will be out in March. Looking forward to that. What I've heard from Moskovic Dance Band, who are based in Amsterdam, what I've heard from them so far has been really good. And then going to South Africa, Malatini and the Malatella Queens, or the Magona Sole Band. This is predates the Malatella Queens. And this comes from the classic compilation Indestructible Beat of Soweto, Volume 1. Came out in about 1987 on the Outcast Records label. And then something from circa 69 to 78, Verkis. L'Orchestre Veve from an album called Congolese Funk Afrobeat and Psychedelic Rumba 69 to 78 on the Analog Africa label. We heard a track called Zumbel. And in the background right now from a Vampy Soul compilation called The Afro Sound of Colombia Volume 2, this is Machuca Cumbia and of course their rendition of Staying Alive. Want to remind you that KGNU's Mardi Gras 2018 celebration is happening tonight at the Avalon Ballroom. That's at 6185 Arapaho in Boulder. Doors at 6:30. Music starts at 8. There'll be a dance lesson at 7, and then you can cut the rug all night long, dancing Zydeco, blues, waltz, two-step, jitterbug, and swing. Cajun food will be served. There will be spirits, king cake, costume contest, voodoo alley beads, and more. This is, again, tonight. It is a benefit for KGNU and Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco. Tickets are $30 at the door. And again, that's tonight at the Avalon Ballroom, KGNU's 2018 Mardi Gras celebration. 303-442-4242 if you'd like to get in touch. I've got tickets to give away, the rare ticket giveaway, coming up a little bit later in the program. Back to the music now. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
El mundo es redondo, pero tiene cuatro cortes. Recién he llegado vidita, recién he llegado vidita. Tiene naciente y poniente, tiene sur y tiene norte. Recién he llegado vidita, recién he llegado vidita. Estoy, recién he llegado vidita, recién he llegado vidita. Si no le gusta mi modo, como he venido me voy. Recién he llegado vidita, recién he llegado vidita. Vidita.
You not tell me again all the nice thing you've been telling me before, the time you wanted me to marry you. You've been telling me I was the tallest pygmy in this life, that no other pygmy could be taller past me. You remember? That time you've been love me, eh? So me too, I believe you. Now so I go, I marry you. But just now I be sorry, sorry plenty. Sorry that I marry you. Because you make me cry all time. Why you make me cry and feel sad like that? Tell me. I am very good husband for you. Remember, the time I marry you, you've been small, small, slim, slim, and light, like a dry leaf. You know, remember? So I begin feed you. I kill monkey, I kill elephant in the forest to feed you. Yeah, 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 yeah. I feed you so day, you become big fat woman, very good woman for me. Uh-huh. But everything it be changing. All you giving me today, only sadness. And now you say you won't go back to your family, you won't go back to your papa. But you know what? I can tell you something. I've been give your papa 8 elephant tusks. Big elephant tusk, so that I marry you. And your papa, he been take the tusk, go and sell them to the giant people in the village. And the man himself, your papa, he be too old now. No strong again, no fit kill elephant again. Too old. So if you go back to your papa, he no fit give me my tusk back. Tell me, who go pay? Give me the name of the man who go pay me back my elephant tusk. You say you get another man, younger than me? and you say, Nahi, go pay me back. Ah, you hear me this, Tolly? The woman, he be bad woman, oh. You be very bad woman. But if the man can pay, you just go away. Go. And no one see you again. Go, go, go away. You be bad woman. You be too bad woman. Eh, yeah, 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 yeah.
At Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, halfway through our journey. And we just heard from Francis Bebe and Pygmy Divorce from the album Pygmy Love Songs. Before that, Avacanero from Mundi Vagante Volume 1. This is a brand new compilation of music put out by sister labels out of Brazil, Casa Chaos and Tropical Twisted. And they've teamed up for this excellent 16-track compilation that you'll find on Bandcamp. And from Avacanero, we heard a song called America. And then before that, from Go Do Gong, from the single Vidita featuring Miriam Garcia, we heard the El Buho remix of that one. And that comes from the Global Hybrid label. In the background right now, it's Charanjit Singh Ragabhupali from 10 Ragas to a Disco Beat. This record came out in 1982, and if you've been paying attention to KGNU at all lately, you might have heard that we are celebrating our 40th anniversary this year, and one of the many special things that we are doing, we are counting down the weeks, 40 years in 40 weeks, and this week is 1982, and so Terrasonic jumping on that train. Turns out it's quite a fun exercise, and your representatives from 1982 in this episode. This track from Charanjit Singh, from 10 Ragas to a Disco Beat, and the Francis Bebe track that we heard prior to it. As I was putting the show together, I came upon an article in The Guardian where they interviewed Charanjit Singh. He lives in Mumbai, but he was visiting London with his wife, and this record, 10 Ragas to a Disco Beat, really pretty much ignored when it first came out, but now sort of celebrated as a great and forward-thinking album, way ahead of its time, predated acid music by about 5 years, but in some ways is credited with being the first real, like, acid house record Charanjit Singh picked himself up a Roland 303 and an 808 and started playing around, and that's how we got 10 ragas to a disco beat. 1982. As mentioned earlier, I've got tickets to give away. I'm going to hold that until the next break, so stick around for that. It's to a pretty good show. And in the meantime, let's get back to the music on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Thank you. речка по горі ходила, сідриє вечора.
Ha
It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered, KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is rounding in to the home stretch here. Where did that playlist go? Here it is. We just heard from Paris to Kiev from the Fragmenti Remixes record, Oju Pali Molya, the Rise Ashen Club Mix, and that followed Ukrainian ethno chaos band Daka Braka, one of the best bands going these days, in my opinion. Nameji, the record, and Divka Marusechka, the name of the song. And that was preceded by DJ Click and Sole Acid from Balkan de Lucia. Right now in the background, new music from The Spy from Cairo. Nothing New Under the Sun came out in December on Wonder Wheel Recordings, and we're listening to When Giants Ruled the Earth. Well, as I've been teasing throughout the program, we have tickets to give away to a show coming up February 16th. That's a Friday night at Cervantes Masterpiece Ballroom. 16 and up show, Pimps of Joy Time with Two Bab Crew. Pimps of Joy Time is a Brooklyn-based band, super funky, charismatic, soulful, with well-crafted songs. It's really just kind of a world of infectious dance grooves and indelible melodies. And they're coming to Cervantes with Two Bab Crew, opening again that February 16th, 16 and up show. And we ask that you be a KGNU listener member and that you have not won anything in the last 30 days. If that sounds like you, and you can be the third caller at 303-442-4242. We'll put you and a friend on the guest list for Pimps of Joy Time with Two Bab Crew at Cervantes on February 16th. Be the third caller. Start dialing now. 303-442-4242. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back. 4.5 minutes before the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. But we'll be back next Saturday, noon to one, on your community radio station, KGNU. We just heard a track from the Palm Wine mixtape put out several years ago by DJ Rupture and Magabo. And just before that, it was Samba de Coco, Raíces de Arco Verde, a new release from them presented by Magabo, an American-born musician who's been living in Brazil for quite some time and traveling the world, mixing global sound with some really dope bass music. And that Samba de Coco, Raíces de Arco Verde record just came out last week, maybe yesterday, I think just yesterday, on the Cafundo Records label. In the background right now, from Wonder Wheel Recordings, it's Lagartijeando and the El Gran Poder remixes. This is the El Búho Nocturnal remix of Antofagasta de la Sierra. Stick around, a lot more music to come today on KGNU. The Donovan in with you for Reggae Bloodlines. 3 hours of the best in reggae and roots music, following headlines from the BBC at 1 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African roots. Tanya in with you this afternoon. Take a brief respite from the music for the latest from the BBC in London. And then KGNU's Saturday evening music programming begins at 7 with Sound Lab, brought to you tonight by DJ White. DJ Winter, I should say. You'll find an archive for today's program at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. There's a playlist there as well. You can subscribe to a podcast, stream it, all of that at afterfm.com. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, live in-studio performances, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. We're always happy to hear from you. One last reminder, KGNU's Mardi Gras 2018 celebration benefiting KGNU and Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco is happening tonight. Tonight at the Avalon Ballroom, 6185 Arapaho in Boulder. Doors at 6:30, dance lesson at 7, the music starts at 8. Cajun food, spirits, dancing, king cake, costume contests, live music, great people. It's going to be great. And we hope you can make it. It does, of course, benefit KGNU and Colorado Friends of Cajun and Zydeco. Thanks again for listening to Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We'll catch you back here next Saturday, noon to one. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend.
Smith with the BBC News. A Syrian rebel group says it shot down a Russian fighter plane near the city of Idlib. Tahrir al-Sham, linked to a former affiliate of al-Qaeda, said the Russian Su-25 aircraft was hit by a shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missile. The Russian Defence Ministry says the pilot ejected but was killed by rebels on the ground. Martin Patience is in Beirut.
There are some reports that Russia has responded by firing cruise missiles from Navy vessels in the Mediterranean. They've obviously been, they're clearly stung by what's happened here, although it's worth putting in context. Russian jets are rarely shot down in Syria. In fact, we only have one incident in Idlib province when a helicopter was shot down in 2016. Five people were on board. And then there was another significant downing of an aircraft, but that was when a Russian fighter jet was shot down over Turkey.
The Turkish military says eight of its soldiers have been killed in northern Syria, where it's fighting a Kurdish militia. Six died in an attack on a tank in the enclave of Afrin. Two other deaths have been reported earlier in what's been the bloodiest day for Turkey since its incursion began last month. Moscow has denounced the latest US nuclear policy as anti-Russian and confrontational. The foreign ministry said the Americans were trying to blame Russia for increased tensions and it would take measures to ensure its security. Sasha Schlichter has more details.
In a tersely worded statement, the foreign ministry in Moscow dismisses Washington's rationale that Russia is modernizing its nuclear forces and giving them a higher priority in its military doctrines. It says it's being accused of aggressive intentions. Yet, says the ministry, Russia's doctrine clearly states that nuclear weapons can be used only in retaliation. It asserts that Washington's new policy allows for resorting to nuclear weapons as a preemptive strike, describing this as an attempt to put into doubt Russia's own right to self-defense.
The Italian Prime Minister has condemned a shooting attack on African migrants that left six people injured in the town of Macerata. Paolo Gentiloni said hatred and violence would not be allowed to divide society. The suspected attacker has been arrested. Here's James Reynolds.
The police say that 28-year-old Italian citizen Luca Traini drove around the city of Macerata firing at migrants from Africa. Officers caught the shooter in the centre of town when he left his car draped in an Italian flag. Reports say that he gave a fascist salute as he was detained. The Italian media reports that the gunman had been a candidate for the anti-immigrant Northern League party in local elections held last year.
World News from the BBC. President Trump has said that the declassified memo alleging pro-Democrat bias within the FBI is a total vindication of himself in the probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The Republican-drafted memo alleges the FBI used unsubstantiated evidence to spy on an aide to Mr. Trump. The FBI insists it's inaccurate, while analysts highlight what they say are glaring holes in its contents. Thousands of Corsicans have held a rally to push for more autonomy from France. It comes ahead of a visit to the island by President Emmanuel Macron. A coalition of Corsican nationalists won a convincing victory in local elections in December. Hundreds of Congolese have attended a mass in Brussels to commemorate the life of the opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, who died a year ago. Among the mourners was Mr. Tshisekedi's son, Felix, who was leading calls for the Congolese president, Joseph Kabila, to step down. Mary Hart.